It's taken some time for me to even process the events in my own head. But just of lately, I've been able to think about this weird thing that happened to me on trail. Sometime late August, early September. I had a random week off of work, and keeping a busy schedule, I felt it was a rarity. I was getting a little restless and knew that I had to blow off some stress for a bit and explore the great outdoors. But on the account that I was so ready for a vacation and no one else's schedule matched up for an adventure week, I decided to go at it solo and backpack alone for a week. It had been years since I last backpacked alone, and for some reason, I had convinced myself I once enjoyed it. But when I dropped my car off and started hiking, I noticed the different atmosphere backpacking alone provides. I couldn't shake how incredibly silent it was. I could hear my own breathing, and every now and then I would look over my shoulder quickly in response to random noises. I was almost anxious to begin with, but I told myself I had to get used to this new aspect of backpacking that I wasn't accustomed to. The first night I managed to set up camp, make dinner, and immediately retire to my tent. I was unusually exhausted, which now seems a surprise for the little of sleep I got that night. I tossed and turned, listened to the silent night until late morning when I finally rested my eyes. Well, after daybreak, I got out of my tent, I dragged my feet to pack my belongings, but it was much later than I had aimed for the night before. I made it about 5 miles during the day, but it took me the entire afternoon until dark. I was tired, and it seemed without having someone to push me along, my hiking was considerably slower. I pitched my tent that night, filtered water, and started sitting on my cook gear in the dark. It was getting to feel pretty late, and with limited light to cook under, I decided to eat just a pack of raw ramen noodles in my tent. I opened my book to read, but only fell asleep immediately into another half-asleep, half-wrestling match for the night. I remember at one point staring at the top of my darkened tent, not really sure if I was awake or not, and suddenly hearing the loud crunch of footsteps outside my tent. They were fast going as they came, but with the footsteps came something of a grumble. I couldn't be actually sure, and I couldn't distinguish any actual words, but in my mind's eye, I was sure I heard something grumbling to themselves in a deep and agitated voice. I never even got out of my sleeping bag. Not inexperienced with some of the sounds of night and their magnification in the silence, I tried to convince myself that it was my ears playing tricks on me. And although I managed to stay in my sleeping bag that night, I didn't fall asleep again until early morning. The next day, I woke up even later and more tired than before. I made a groggy attempt at oatmeal and sat with my breakfast, unable to talk to anyone. I got my backpack ready in the afternoon and headed out. About 3.5 miles later, I dropped my pack and sat watching the sun begin to disappear. I managed to collect a fair amount of firewood, and by the time nightfall came, I had a small fire going with a good collection of firewood piled beneath me. Under the reassuring light of the campfire, I started to become more at ease with the deafening silence of nature. I put the cigarette from my pocket and enjoyed a casual smoke as I put my feet up. When I tried to ditch the butt in my weakening flame, my throw was off and it landed outside of the ashes. I got up to fix my mistake and to stoke the fire, but when I turned around to go back to take my seat, that's when I saw him. The light was low with my little fire, but I could clearly see a man reaching down with his scorched hand for my firewood. He wore red plaid with large black burns tearing at his trim and a red ashy beard that smoldered at his face. He quickly looked up and his vacant white eyes connected with mine. He gritted his teeth and scrunched his nose towards me before quickly leaving the ring of firelight. I was shocked. I have never experienced a fear like it. I fell right onto my butt next to the flames. I looked out into the forest and saw nothing but dark shadows and unclear objects. A blank wall of nothing. Of everything. I didn't know what to do. I didn't even yell, with no one to hear me but him. So I did what every red-blooded American would do. I packed up my things and got the hell out of Dodge. I stumbled through the darkness half the time with my headlamp off, afraid to be seen or even of seeing anything else. I stumbled around for hours, bumping into trees and tripping every which way. I wasn't even sure where my map and compass were. I just kept moving. I could have been hiking in circles for all I know. I was driven by my beating heart, and to this day, I know I have never been so scared in my life. But when dawn finally broke and I could see again, I kept moving. At about 12:30, I started to recognize some signs of civilization. I threw my pack down in a big open pasture, but couldn't see any houses or roads. I knew I had to be close to something, but I was by no means sure where I had ended up. I was almost too tired to think about it. Instead, in a fit of not knowing what to do, but knowing I had to do something, I pitched my tent and ate a large chunk of cheese and salami. After the meal and under the afternoon sun, I almost immediately fell asleep in the grass where I ate my lunch. I awoke 2 to 3 hours later, for the sun had dropped down considerably and a funny smell filled my nostrils. I blinked a few times, and when the funny smell persisted, I shot off my back with my heart beating to the sound of something troubling. What I saw was my tent, or what remained of it. For now, the only thing left standing was the tent poles that dripped with oozing leftovers of my tent's body. A bubbly layer of melted green plastic lay beneath the poles with a steady gray smoke still rising from the mess. I got up and felt the weight of the sky fall on my head. For a moment, I was sure I had woken up into a horrible nightmare. Without contemplating it much further, I grabbed my water bottle and ran through the empty pasture. By the time I made it to the gravel road, I was out of breath and dripping with sweat. I hastily chugged for my water bottle and wiped my mouth. But down the road, I could see a vehicle parked in the dust. I staggered forward with my hands on my sides and soon realized it was a sheriff's sedan. And for the first time in a long time, I couldn't have been happier to see a law enforcement vehicle. When I got closer to the vehicle, I noticed that it was parked outside of the remains of a charred house. Nothing left standing but the mailbox out front. On the way into town, I didn't tell the officer about my experience, being afraid that he might think I escaped from the loony bin. But instead, I asked him about the burnt down house he had been parked in front of. The sheriff explained to me that 4 days prior, the same day I started my trip, the house had burnt down. They had no known cause, but there was an indication of arson. 2 daughters, a wife, and her husband were all in the house when the fire started, and none of them made it out. Real tragic stuff, the sheriff said, as he retold the story, and I could only shake my head with my bottom jaw hanging low.
Talking and I'm not, and I'm just and then I'm
talking. No, wait, I have something for him.
Boom, you get shot down.
Now you're just fucking me, aren't you?
I'm just wondering why all these people like kids.
The Weird History and Eerie Tales Podcast.
Concentrating on the dude. Shit's what we do.
Wow.
FY, there's nothing wrong with
like, imagine dying in the hike. We almost died in a hike, remember?
Yeah, I fucking just let go.
All right, welcome everybody to another episode of the Weird History Eerie Tales Podcast. I am your host, Moses Sori, and with me to my left is Achi.
Caw, caw, caw.
And then with me to my right is my brother Josh.
What the fuck was that?
Okay, I'm preparing for episode, bro.
Yeah.
So you turn to a fucking bird? That's what's up.
Yes.
All right.
There you go. Caw, caw, caw. Caw.
All right, so if you guys, obviously by that, you guys can tell that we're talking about the outdoors, you know,
but more duh.
But more specifically, the haunted hikes and trails of the United States.
Of course.
Like, today's episode is a perfect last nail in the coffin of why I don't go outside, why I say, Fuck Mother Nature.
Nah, bro. I'm going to try to convince you. I have a trail that you might like.
From the story we heard in the intro to the stories we're going to hear throughout the throughout this episode, there is nothing that can convince me unless you tell me there's somewhere in the somewhere in the Appalachian Mountains there's a river of monster. I'm not going to go in, I'm not going to go outside.
What if I told you there's a trail of big titty goth girls?
Oh.
That they love hiking in certain trail.
Oh.
Would you be intrigued?
I'm intrigued now.
We'll talk later on the details.
See, we're this episode.
Look at his smirk. We can see
you know what?
Smirk.
This episode is going to be about getting Moses to the outdoors.
How much would it?
Look, because all right, we're in California. The weather's going crazy
right now. Yeah,
we have snow in the desert. We have ice here in Los Angeles. Yep. Our rivers are underwater. It's ridiculous.
People don't know how to drive.
We really don't. We really don't.
Right.
For a county, for a city of nothing, for a city where we spent most of our time in cars, people don't know how to fucking drive.
Ridiculous, bro. Ridiculous. Like, the streets are wet, and all of a sudden, just like...
Yeah, like everybody forgets.
It's a free-for-all.
Yeah, yeah. Like, today, I went to Walmart just because I had to buy some shit. Yeah. I was going to take my Honda. Yeah. I was like, you know what? Nah. I was like, nah, I'm going to take the truck. So I ended up taking it on the fucking Silverado.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, just being in the Silverado, I felt safe. I was like, cool. Somebody hits me, they're fucked.
Yep.
You know, yep. And it's just like, it's just a 2 mile drive. Yep. And the 2 mile drive, there was fucking traffic everywhere. Lights were off. I'm like, what the fuck?
Nothing was working.
Like, and then Walmart was packed. I'm like, what the fuck? Why are you guys out?
Hey, right?
Because they thought the same thing, bro, as you.
Nah, that's different, though. They should be at home.
Mm.
Well, I'm out.
One-way street. Okay.
Like, your mindset, like, you know, it's raining, it's cold, no one's going to be out.
Yeah, like, I know why I'm out, but why are you out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you fucking... fuck Mother Nature. That's going to be today's motto. That's what we're going to be talking about. Haunted trails, ghost stories, and all of that spooky,
you
spooky.
Need some sun, dude.
I need a lot of things. I just bought vitamins. I'm taking them.
Yep.
I'm sleeping okay now. But yeah.
You're deficient in
everything.
Everything.
Everything but sugar. But sugar and salt. Actually, my blood sugar is...
Amazing.
Yeah, it's normal. It's normal because I want to go take my physical on Monday.
Yeah.
I was 120 over 80. I was like, all right, cool. My blood sugar was a little high.
That means, for sure.
Like my blood, what?
I was like, don't know what that means, for sure.
Yeah, she's like, oh, that's fine. I guess that's normal.
Yeah.
For blood pressure, yeah.
Yeah, for blood pressure, yeah. My sugar was a little high. They just told me, oh, you have a little sugar in your blood.
Oh, yeah, just stop drinking Monster.
Just be like, shh.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And she's like, oh, do you drink Monster? So I'm like, well, why don't you mind your business? You know?
And she's like,
good rebuttal.
Okay. I've always been one for a good campfire story. Sitting around with the boys, chugging some Blue Moons, grilling some hot links over an open flame.
Hey, all right. That's gross, right? Hot links over... Like, you could... One,
bro.
One's good.
Well...
One.
Yeah.
One.
I mean, same thing goes for fucking s'mores.
I will kick you in your teeth.
What are you talking about, bro?
What just happened here?
But regardless, I see what you mean, but... For me, singles was fucking sports.
All right.
But here at the Weird History and Eerie Tales Pod, though, we like to take it up a notch and bring you along with us and tell you all about these spooky ghost stories, only to finish it with, and by the way, where are we sitting in this very location are where those hikers that I talked about got fucking murdered. But one of these days, we should actually fucking do that when we go out to a fucking location and record an episode there.
What? We really should.
What? Yeah. Get murdered?
No!
Thank you.
Fuck no.
No, thank you.
But imagine the the buzz behind that episode.
That's true.
That would be true. It won't last.
Nah, but you know what? Nah, fuck that, because some other podcast is going to take credit for that shit.
No. This is what we're going to do.
What are we going to do?
We're going to record it live. So we'll set it up where it's recording live, and it's recording live. It's getting saved onto a cloud.
Right.
And I have my cousin Fernando
right.
just edit
right.
the episode. I'm like, hey, if you don't hear from us, edit it and put it out. And I'm going to give you all the information for the episode. That way, we die. He puts it out the next day.
What would it be
Boom,
called?
Boom, we made it.
Hmm? What's the name of the episode?
The End.
The End.
The End.
Dang. Finally, The End.
Finally? Finally.
Finally. Everyone's like, finally. These guys got fucking murdered.
The End of the Trail.
Yeah.
The End of the Trail. Nah. No.
Sounded better in my head.
Yeah. It did.
No. But you want us to not get fucking murdered and actually go to these locations to record. You know, how many downs are we at right now? Where are we at?
Close to 300,000.
300,000? Get us to 500,000 downloads, and we'll fucking go out and record for y'all. How about that? What?
It's cold, bro. This ice is hailing.
Well, for this fucking segment, I'm going to be talking about all the spooky hikes around the... hikes that are all around the Pacific Northwest, which at the time when we're recording, like how we talked about, pretty much feels like fucking Oregon and Washington right now. It's ridiculous, bro.
Everything's going crazy.
Ridiculous.
Bro, I just read 2 hours ago that Fontana and the Inland Empire
has snow.
Has gotten more snow this year than New York and Philadelphia.
No.
Yes. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but that's what... That's what the Apple News told me while I was eating.
It's Apple. Must be true. Must be true.
It must be true.
Must be true. So, a couple of years back, my fiance Sonia and Gina, Josh and I took a trip over to North Cal to explore the Redwoods. Sometime in the trip, we decided to go for a hike towards this secret beach. The hike was dope, by the way. We had gone to this
beautiful.
Fucking amazing, bro. This winding forest along the edge of the waters of the beach, and we were engulfed by all these trees. Like, legit, we couldn't see the fucking ocean unless we were able to see some areas where there's like an opening or simply the sounds of the crashing waves along the rocks. When we finally reached to the secret beach, it looked like we entered another world. We crossed through a branch opening, and there it was, the secret beach, and it had this massively large boulders by the shore and even off the shore. This is the kind of how like the first spot that I'm talking about kind of looked like. Location is called Tillamook Head and Ecola State Park, which is a 6.5 mile trail that ends with this inhabitable lighthouse that is only reachable via boat. Now, unlike the trip of the hike that Josh and I did, Oregon forests are very unique. Usually cold and wet climates with giant emerald green leaves surrounding every corner of the hike. And to up the spooky ante, there's always rolling fogs that occur as you're going along in the hike. As you're hiking, you'll also find some remnants of logging cabins as well as World War II era bunkers along the way of this trail. And when you finally get to the end, you'll see this giant rock offshore with a lighthouse on top. And this lighthouse was nicknamed the Terrible Tilly, and you'll see why in a bit. In 1978, the government ordered to build a lighthouse on top of this basalt rock that was just over a mile offshore. They felt that they needed it to guide ships around Tillamook Head, and according to Native American folklore, this rock was actually considered cursed by evil spirits, and they knew very well to never get near it, let alone build on it. But despite the warnings, they built the lighthouse anyways. And soon after, the area was plagued by storms with huge crashing waves engulfing the entire rock. As a matter of fact, the first surveyor by the name of John Trewabas was pulled into the ocean one night and was never seen again. Crew after crew were either killed by the storms or drifted offshore only to be found days later. Until finally, on January 12th of 1881, it was finally done. It was completed. Every lighthouse keeper and crew after then were all driven to madness. The freak storms that were enough to put fear into the man, any man working there. And it took a giant boulder being flung up so high that it broke off the lighthouse lens for them to finally say enough is enough, and they decommissioned it temporarily on September 1st of 1957. It was common for crew to either spot ghost ships or hear the moans of ghosts walking up and down the stairs as if they were continuing their shifts in the afterlife. Some crews even had some ghosts cause minor mischief with them and take and misplace their own belongings. This wasn't creepy enough. A group of investors bought the lighthouse in 1880 to transform into a columbarium, which was used to hold cremated bodies in urns. This was short-lived, however, because in 1999, the license was revoked for unknown reasons. Since then, the spooky lighthouse has been finally left abandoned and listed on the National Register as a historic place. So if you ever find yourself in Ecola State Park, feel free to say hello from afar to the lighthouse ghost.
Bro, if we ever get money, we're making the lighthouse our studio.
Bro, there's some pictures, and we'll post them up on our Instagram, of a wave literally going up and over this fucking lighthouse. And like when they say...
You're on your own on that one, Moses.
When they say like, oh yeah, there's a bunch of crew members that were just fucking drifted offshore. I fucking believe that shit.
Close the window, stupid. Close the window. Close the blinds.
Fucking huge. Like, I don't know if you've seen that video that's been rolling around on Instagram of some surfer like freaking in Brazil or some shit.
Wait, which is the one where he fucks up and then the other guy comes and saves him, or the one who rides it?
The one that rides it.
The 20, the 50
foot, 100 yeah. foot wave.
Well, the rides it.
Bro, he looks like a fucking ant. Like an ant. And you just see like a little
speck.
Stream.
A little speck.
Have you seen the other one where some guy, he tries to ride, I think it's a 24-foot wave,
yeah,
and he eats so much shit, and he's discombobulated that someone, that the, whatever, the Baywatch people.
Yeah.
They come and save him, but the fucking wave is right, like, it's right behind them. The guy has to get on the surfboard and hold on to the jet ski as the jet ski's going, and the wave is just collapsing right behind them, like, holy shit.
Yeah, show me that video because that shit sounds dope.
Which is horrible.
Now, next up, I'm going to go ahead and take you.
So, is that lighthouse you guys ended up seeing too?
No, because this was. We didn't get to Oregon because we were like right at that cusp right before the border between California and Oregon.
All right.
And this is like still further up off the coast. So, next up, I'm going to go ahead and take you to the Oregon of Oregon, which is none other than good old Portland. And I wish Sonia and I could have known about this place when we're up there, and we could have checked it out. And it's called the Witch's Castle. Just about a mile hike off the parking lot in Forest Park, this castle is nestled in the middle of the forest, and it's considered as one of the most haunted places to visit in Oregon, actually. And its true origin might be as simple as an old outhouse for hikers or even a park ranger's facility, but the legends behind the castle have more of a malevolent background.
And you said this castle's in Portland?
It's in Portland. Yeah. Yeah. Legend has it, back in 1850, the home was occupied by Danforth Bach, Mortimer Stump, and the rest of the Stump family. And it's said that Danforth Bach fell in love with Mortimer Stump's 15-year-old daughter, Anna. Mortimer was not having this underage love affair go on any further, but against her father's wishes, the two, regardless, eloped in Vancouver. The mother apparently was a witch and put a curse on Danforth. And when he found out, he was enraged and shot Mortimer Stump dead. There is no information in regards to what happened to the wife, Danforth, and Anna, but hikers have said that they have witnessed paranormal activity, that of who might be the ghost of Danforth and the Stump family. And the location kind of gives like Murphy Ranch vibes, where it's literally like the front and like the lower portion of a brick home, or not a brick home, like a rock home. Almost looks like the fucking fable of the two kids that go to the witch's house that's made out of candy or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like that. But I'm guessing like the rest of the house was made out of wood or something, because the only thing that's left is just a fucking stone. But it's cool that it's literally just like a mile off of the parking lot. So once you get there, it's like, just hike a fucking mile, you're fine.
Technically, you're there.
And you're there. Fucking there.
Yeah, when I went to Oregon to visit my buddies, to go visit my buddy when he was getting married for his wedding, we found a castle, a legit castle, and we took pictures in front of it. It's gated, and it's hidden by a bunch of trees. It's literally a fucking vampire's castle. As spiky architecture is hidden by nothing but forest. Uh-huh, uh-huh. One trail in, one trail out. Uh-huh. But there's a hidden, like, off-road trail, mm-hmm, that you could take your car in,
And from a specific angle, the forest doesn't completely cut it off. Like, the whole forest is circled. You can't see it unless from that specific angle because the forest doesn't completely close. Mm. From that angle, we stopped by. We started taking pictures. We're like, oh, shit. You know, we're all being funny. We're like, oh, shit, yeah. Look, fucking Dragula's castle. Yeah. And then suddenly you'd see one light turn on. We're like, what the fuck? You see a silhouette of a person? We're like, yeah, bro, we got to go. Like, we just woke up Dracula, and it got dark real fast. We're like, really? we got to go.
Dang. Yeah, show a picture of that.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not this one. Like, yeah. Even though it's called Witch's Castle, it looks a lot more like a fucking cabin.
No, this is a legit castle.
Like fucking Transylvania shit.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucking sick. That's dope.
That castle was in the border of Eugene, Oregon, and Springfield, Oregon. It's like right in the middle of the border.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow.
You just saw Dracula, dude.
That's fucking dope.
Or Dracula's hipster little brother.
Yeah, for real.
It's Alucard. He's like, man, fuck this. Fuck Transylvania.
So I didn't think I was going to come to this, but
have
y'all ever been hiking up a volcano before?
Yeah, dude. Yesterday.
All the time.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. You know me.
Yeah. Well, I fucking haven't, all right? Shit.
You're missing out, bro.
So apparently there's an extinct volcano in Ontario, Oregon called the Malheur Butte. And this volcano has been dormant between 15 to 20 million years. So you don't have to worry about the shit fucking all of a sudden erupting. But instead, what you should be worried about are these shadowy figures that appear around the area. And one couple mentioned the encounter, and this is what they said.
Oh, shit.
What I saw is something I never wish to see again in my life. My boyfriend and I were in the car just talking, and all of a sudden,
Yeah, they're fucking.
All of a sudden, you hear a bone creaking sound and a shadow that seemed to just move closer and closer. It looked like it had skinny legs, a big head, and was on all fours. But it didn't seem to want to attack. It was just moving closer and standing there, but it had no eyes. Some people had mentioned also seeing small dog-looking creatures as well, but one thing that they all had in common was this creaking sound that they would make that would come out of their mouth. And to top it off as well, apparently this area is a common gathering place for witches. Legend has it that the shadowy figures are there to protect the area from trespassers until the witches return. Unfortunately, y'all, this place is actually off limits because the area around the volcano is actually private property.
Whack.
So observe at your own risk.
Who owns the property? Satan?
Satan owns the property and the witches.
That's crazy. So there's a bunch of shadow people just protecting the area for Sabrina and her aunts to get back?
Yeah. I guess they just don't want people fucking there.
I mean, I don't blame them. I wouldn't want people fucking on my property.
That's true.
If I'm fucking y'all, I ain't fucking. Were they fucking? No. Let them be.
Yeah, some people say that it's probably like the owners around the area. But like also they're like, okay, if it is the owners around the area, why the fuck are they making weird creaking sounds as they get close to us?
Honestly, bro, I kind of want to hang out with them. Imagine it's them. They're like, hey, you see somebody? Hey, check this out. And then fucking bunch of rich white people that do yoga. They're all doing a bunch of weird shit.
Fuck Pilates and shit.
Fucking Pilates.
That'd be amazing.
They're doing Pilates and the weird creaking sound of the fucking bones as they're stretching and shit. Wow.
That's the sound you're...
That's my creaking sound that I would make when I'm... I guess I'm doing yoga with him.
I mean, who the fuck? Bitch, stop making that sound. You're sucking my dick.
Great. Now I'm soft. What is all that commotion? God damn it. Oh, you just get out of the car, put it in your seatbelt. I was so fucking close.
Soft mid.
See that? Maybe it actually is fucking.
That would piss me off, bro. Oh shit, man! Oh, wow, we derailed this fucking conversation. Woo! Yeah.
But imagine you just, you know, you getting some, you know, you just getting topped off, and you just suddenly hear, yeah, that
just knocking on your fucking window. It's like, can you leave me fucking alone? So, speaking of weird noises, now we're gonna go ahead and go one step closer north.
Oh shit!
To Washington, specifically the Silver Star Mountain. And this is definitely a bucket list place to go, because apparently there's a lot of fucking Sasquatch / Yeti sightings here.
Oh shit!
And one hiker by the name of Randy Chase talked about the possible Yeti sighting and even fucking took a photo. It's not a freaking pixelated photo. It's a pretty clean photo. On November 17th, 2005, I was looking to the south from the summit of Silver Star Mountain. On the ridge across from me, I saw something that I thought looked a little strange. So I got out my camera and took some pictures. Right after I took the first shot, it moved or stood up, and I took another picture. It then moved towards the south away from me. I had to readjust because the wind was so strong, and it was difficult to move because the snow was waist deep. I got close to a rock to steady myself and took another picture. By then, it was moving down the hill. I don't think it was another backpacker or a snowshoer. Now, want to check this place out? It's not an easy way to get up to the mountain. For starters, the road up the mountain is sketchy as fuck, but it's a pretty fucking scenic drive. So, if you dare, be kind of worth it.
Hold on. So first, telling me, if I want to get to this place, first I have to fight off an army of Sasquatch and Yetis, and then risk going up this little trail of doom and death. And then I get the scenic route?
Yeah.
Nice. Right. So, sounds like Washington.
Yeah. And last, but certainly not
least. Wait, how does the picture look, though?
It's pretty clean, bro. I'll show it to you.
All right. You guys get this picture. Go to Instagram. Weird History.
Eerie Tales Pod. I think Moses might be interested in going to this place. Because it has to do
with monsters,
with fucking vampresses, bro.
Vampresses.
Yeah. So my final location I have for y'all is called the Ho River Trail in Olympic National Park, Washington.
The Ho River Trail. I'm intrigued.
So the Ho River Trail, the only thing that you might like is a 17-mile hike.
Oh, he...
For some references?
Look at it. He went from, like, a smirk of joy to being stabbed in the gut of...
But is this a drivable trail?
Drivable?
Maybe.
Because 17 miles, that's not a fucking hike. That's
a drive.
That's you moving to another country. That's you moving. That's you trying to disappear from the world. That's not. You know what? I'll be right back. I'm going to do a 17-mile hike. No, that's you saying goodbye and moving to it, starting a new life.
Wait, that's going and coming? Or that's...
Going.
That's going.
Yeah, that's you starting a new life. You know what? But if that new life is with the vampires, this is...
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. You can start wherever you want, bro, because vampires are right around the corner.
Oh, then fuck 17. I'll just...
It's 1 mile away.
I'll just start the trail.
So this...
Got him, bitch!
This area was made famous due to the filming location of the Twilight series.
Oh.
So the Twilight people know of something in regards to this area because apparently there's also Sasquatch sightings and cult activities that have been happening in this area.
Ooh, you got competition.
Apparently, since the 1970s, there's been sightings of these goat-looking men with long, dark robes and hooves for feet. And also, some believe that this is ground zero for Lucifer's minions to bring their master here on Earth. What I like about this location more than anything, though, is that the local town embraces the folklore and has signs around the town to either welcome Twilight fans, give Sasquatch crossings, and also vampire warnings. So they're all into the whole fucking folklore shit, and they're like, yeah, fuck it.
Bro, I'm a kill. Are you kidding me? You mean my competition is goats and hairy gorillas?
Yep.
I easily got like a 50-50 chance of scoring at least one. A vampire's it? Bro, I am a vampire's wet dream. I'm full of blood and stupid. Like,
you're a cheap easy meal?
I'm the drive-thru. I'm the drive-thru of fucking meals for them, bro. I'm in there.
What if you get bagged by like the most ugliest one?
Have you ever? That's no such thing.
You're about to find out.
Have you ever seen an ugly vampire?
How about the deeper you travel into the hike,
the harder they get.
The harder they get. So ooh. 1 mile, you get the one.
But
he's really thinking about it. Down. He can't really thinking about this shit.
I have like a good
sleep on.
A good 4 miles in me.
You got to fight off hairy gorillas, fucking.
And goatmen?
Goatmen.
Cultists.
And then some. Goatmen, cultists, oh, yeah. Oh. And then some of the freaking level one vampresses.
But what are we talking about, though? Like, vampresses? Like, what's level one and what's level 17? Level 17 is obviously, like, top, like, you know, creme of the creme.
Yeah, yeah.
What you think of a vampresses looks like, that's 17.
For ones, I'm thinking about, like, fucking. What we do in the shadows, like fucking
Maja?
No, not Maja.
I was like, Maja, I'm staying at the beginning of the trail. I'm staying at the beginning of the trail.
She's the one?
Yeah. Not like the fucking the kids that turn into vampires. You know which one, you know what episode you're talking about? Like those. Like them.
Why you gotta bring kids into this shit? You're always making this shit weird.
That's some weird shit, bro.
What? Just let me fuck some vampires. Why you gotta make it why you gotta make this shit weird?
Well, I mean, they're kids considering fucking vampire age, I guess.
Right. Yeah. 17 would be like a Naja from what we do in the shadows because she's funny and she's hot.
That's a 17 for you.
That's a 17.
Okay.
And she has that accent.
Okay. What's like a...
A 1 would be the chick from Underworld.
Really?
That's...
Really?
I'm going to just say that.
Hold on.
You know who we're talking about?
No, so Google this just shit. Bring this chick up.
Naja? You never? Oh, yeah. You
no, seen. I know Naja, but the chick one
from
you said.
Chick from Underworld.
Number one. She's one?
Yeah, that way I can stay at mile marker one.
She is not a one. No, that's a 17 as well.
No, that's a one. That's a one.
That's a one.
That's a one.
That's a one.
She's toxic.
You're fucking.
But isn't that toxic? Oh, I see. You go for personality.
She has bad habits.
You go for personality. Yeah,
she has bad habits. Okay. She don't listen.
She has bad habits.
She don't listen.
He goes for personality. She should be
doing some fuck girl shit. So that's why.
Okay.
Looks wise, okay. She might be a 17, but overall, she's a one.
I respect his ethics.
Okay. Right. She's a one. She's always. She don't change. She has one wardrobe. One.
Hey, your freaking DMs are gonna get swamped after this episode, bro. Goth girls.
Nobody knows my Instagram, so.
Hey, they know the fucking weird history.
They're gonna bomb that.
Yeah. You know, they're like at Moses.
Could be all ones.
What as bitches toxic
as? Damn. All right, let's
all the toxics.
Let's move on. Let's bring this back to LA and OC.
It's not much different from where we're at right now.
There's not. And the hikes are. There's a lot of hikes around here, dude. Yeah, dude. So many.
We're pretty so fucking many. Blessed. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no vamp. There's no vampire trails.
That's true.
No vampresses for me to.
No vampresses. No hairy gorillas either. Yeah. No Colts. Yeah, we have lots of those.
We do.
Lots of cults.
I want to start one.
You want to start a cult?
I want to start a cult. Cult, then get big enough to start for it to become a church, get tax exempt. You know, then I start ruling. And then I start ruling.
Yeah.
And then I somehow eventually get rid of you two, so then I can stay sole proprietor of the church. Then once you guys are gone, then I start fucking everybody else's wives. And then we just ended up killing. Then we just ended up just going away.
Just like that. Just go away.
Oh, and like. A month. Span of like 3 weeks.
not even a month. 3 weeks. Just 3 weeks.
And then, like, all everyone's going to say, hey, what happened to Moses? Last time I heard, he was just going up this whole trail. Look, screaming about a number two. Please, a number two. I don't know what the fuck that means.
You're going to scream like Hoffman from the game Back for Blood? Please! I need some ammo!
Please!
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to give you a list of certain hikes here in L.A. and Orange County. And these hikes, we've been to some of them.
Hell yeah.
And a quick disclaimer, most of these hikes are technically closed after sunset. So if you are planning, again, technically they're closed, but
yeah, how the fuck
it's never closed. Yeah.
How do you close a trail?
Good luck trying to get the fuck out of
this trail.
Some
do have, like, trails. Yeah. Some trails do have, like, gates and shit that Parks and Rec or whoever works there closes, but most trails are technically open. So, but don't worry if you don't want to go at night. Some of these trails are still scary during the day,
especially
like overcast or gloomy fucking weather.
Desolate as fuck. Like, you go into some of these trails and there's literally no one there.
Yeah, yeah. Especially early in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you have your runners and stuff. But once you're, like, in there and there's no runners, it gets a little bit creepy.
Yeah, bro.
It gets a little creepy.
Well, all of a sudden, like, you don't hear shit, and you turn to your right, and there's someone right there. Like, how the fuck?
But none of these Novempers.
Novempers, sorry.
No, no.
We could definitely attest to that.
Do you want La Llorona?
Is that she considered?
I'm down.
Okay.
Bro, she cries a lot.
She's the wailing woman. Want to wail?
I'll give her something to cry about.
And there goes the DMs.
And it's flooding. Up first, we got the Black Star Canyon. This is located in Orange County. And what makes it scary is there's a lot of tall tales that have been just fucking passed on due to, like, the history of these trails. This trail had a massacre of Native Americans. Yeah. Right, so anywhere that gets murder or massacre or whatever, you can tell there's going to be some type of fucking evil, sad entities being there.
Horrible vibe, bro.
Yep, some people are seeing shape-shifting ethereal beings there as well.
Oh, shit.
Satanic rituals, cults. So all that, what I'm describing right now, it's usually what you will find on most of these trails due to the history, whether being murdered, suicide,
just fucking crime
codes,
scenes,
rituals, sacrifices. So, which kind of makes sense of, like, why there's some storytelling and some events and people saying, "Hey, I saw this shit."
Yeah.
Blah blah. And then you look into, like, what happened around that area. It's like, oh shit. Okay. So probably these hiking trails absorbed the energy of that activity. And, yeah, Black Star Canyon had some of this. Most people are saying they if you ask for signs, you'll receive. It's a 50-50. You'll receive a tug. Rocks being thrown at you, down your feet. But I feel like that's anywhere you go where there's this type of energy. Obviously, for the most part, when I go hiking, I don't think of this.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of just, like, a workout.
Yeah.
Right? So usually I'm not really thinking about scary shit. But there's certain times where, like, you feel like there's eyes on you and that switch turns on where you're like,
ooh. Oh, this is where I'm dying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Have you been to Black Star Canyon before or no?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There is one place where I don't even know where, like, I don't even know where we're going the right way or not. But Sarah and I went one time. And it just felt like a fucking and never-ending loop, bro. Like, we just kept on going straight to this to this trail. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was seeing the same shit, like, 10 times. And, like, we weren't, like, doing turns or curves or anything. Like, we were just going straight. And I felt like I just passed the same rock, like, 20 times.
Yeah.
And then after that, we're like, I don't feel like we're going anywhere. So we just fucking went back.
I want to go home.
And it felt like the 17-mile fucking Vampiris hike and shit.
Look at him.
I'm down.
Oh shit. Alright, so up next we're going to Turnbull Canyon Trail, which is located in the Whittier Northern Hills of LA.
Fuck Whittier.
So Whittier, where what?
Except fuck Whittier.
Oh, where everybody there is a lot more shittier. Whittier's where Which is where a lot of Nazis live.
Oh, no fucking way.
Yeah.
Yeah, which kind of makes sense to this. In this area, again, most of these hikes are going to have similar history behind it. Mm-hmm. And here, at the Turnbull Canyon Trail, there's rumors of occultic rituals, KKK gatherings.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So that's a fact. And angry Native American apparitions. Again, history behind that as well.
Which one was Turnbull Canyon? Oh, is that the one that has the fucking Devil's Gate?
I don't know.
I know there's like a lot of fucking street racing that happens over there.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, Turnbull Canyon. Yeah, Turnbull Canyon is scary as fuck at night.
Sketchy as fuck, bro.
I remember once I was looking for a spot, a quiet spot for me to get some top. And I was in Whittier, and I managed to find the exit, the entrance to Turnbull Canyon, but I was at the top of the hill.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I was like, you know what? I kind of thought about it, and I was like, nah. So then I ended up just reversing and going down, and I ended up finding the parking lot.
Yeah.
And then luckily nobody. If I did hear it, didn't stop me.
You heard the...
That was me, bro.
You joined in on the noise.
I remember I finished. Well, she finished. I dropped her off. Then I went to go meet them, and we went to go watch The Hobbit in theaters.
Sounds like a great night.
It was. It really was. Yeah. It really was. That's how. That's how. It's still like, you know what I mean. Like it's still fresh in my memory.
I can imagine it just like it was yesterday.
Yeah, we went to go eat. I got some top, dropped her off. Then I went to go meet these guys at the movie theater. They waited in line. It was during those days.
Yeah.
We waited in line. I just walked right in with them. Bought some popcorn. And then we just watched The Hobbit, bro. It was amazing. All the boys. It was an amazing night. I like it.
That's when I still had the little blue Honda Civic.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
What happened to that one?
Fucking fell asleep on the wheel.
That's not the worst part. How close were you to your house?
Bro, I was fucking...
I can smell your mom's cooking from there, bro.
I was 2 blocks away.
You're like around...
I was 2 blocks away.
But let's bring it back. I was going to say,
what are we talking about now?
Fuck your stories. Okay. Let's bring back to... where the fuck was I? Oh, Turnbull Canyon.
Yeah. Nazis and shit.
Yeah, so... Once again, most of these trails have this unexplained phenomenon that fluctuates between chilling accounts and like urban legends. Mm-hmm. For this specific trail, there's a few. The most modern one is you'll see a hangman supposedly shows up on the tree where he met his demise. So he took himself out. So there's a certain part of the trail you will see the silhouette and the shadow of the hangman there.
I'm like, hey, stupid. Why are you back? This is the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen.
I picture you going up all like, "Hey, stupid!"
My all guy,
nonchalant, like, dude,
like, oh my god, didn't you?
You're dead.
Didn't you take yourself? Like, you took yourself off for what? So you can come relive this fucking moment?
If I could get your therapy to ghosts and shit, what's going on?
I'm a boy. I'm not roasting ghosts. If you felt bad before, if you feel bad when you killed yourself, boy, see how you can feel when you fucking revive yourself when you come back.
Bro, this is the real, was it purgatory for these fucking ghosts?
This fucking episode's purgatory.
Fuck.
I don't want to live this anymore.
We also have, it's weird.
What do they have?
Allegedly, there's something what's called the Gravity Hill. You guys heard about that?
No.
Yes.
They're at the Turnbull Canyon.
Yeah.
The fuck is
it? Do you know what it is? Well,
repeat it. I've heard it.
So, it's a hill nearby that allows a car, to travel uphill without gas, without flooring it.
Oh.
So, you're going up and let go of the pedal, and you're still somehow going up this hill.
Is it?
Those are some occasions. Some people are saying.
Is it by a train track? No, brother.
I don't know. What's your take on it? Similar to that?
It wasn't. I didn't hear the car one, but I heard as you were walking, you feel getting pulled up.
Oh, okay.
So maybe it's just that for car. Maybe it's also when you're walking around that area.
See, that's the kind of support I need. If I'm gonna go to a trail and there's some ghost there, help your boy. Help me out, son.
He just dragged up where the shit.
You just see a trail on my finger on my shoe tips. I'm just being dragged.
You can buy some rollies wheelies.
Some heelies, bro.
Heelies, there we go.
Fucking heelies, bro. I got ghosties, bro.
You dumb fuck.
Fuck.
I'm like, fuck it. I look like I'm Rose in the front of the Titanic. just going up the trail.
God damn, bro.
And these stories intermingle with verified tales of tragedies I've heard around this canyon. There was a plane crash that took the lives of 29 people.
Holy shit!
29 people.
Holy shit!
That came to lives of 20. It's random.
How many people?
29.
Holy shit!
There's a plane crash that happened there that took the lives of. Yeah, and yes, and going back to what you said, it's the Hell's Gate.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's part of it.
We couldn't fucking find that shit. That's the reason why we went. It was myself and like my cousins.
That's the one that's supposed to be boarded up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they call it Hell's Gate because it's just the odd gate that's placed in the middle of fucking random nowhere. Ass gate.
There's like nothing behind. I think there was nothing behind it. Like it's not like there's in a house or a mansion.
No, it's just
like
no. It's out. There's no purpose for that gate being there, and so people are calling it the Hell's Gate. Maybe that's entrance portal to hell.
Let's do that shit for like a. I was saying, let's do that shit for like somewhere here in Linwood.
Yeah.
Let's just get some like. Gothic, like a gothic gate somewhere.
Just put it somewhere random as fuck.
Yeah, just put it on the corner of Atlantic or something. Watch people.
Oh,
go, what the
you
fuck?
Know, what's that fucking shit that they did in some desert area? I think it was like a Joshua Tree, which is fucking just big old plate of steel that's just put randomly in some place, and everyone was fucking like going bananas over it because they were like, "What the fuck is this? Where's this from?" Blah blah. Forgot what it was called. But it's kind of like that. But anyways, that's a different story for a different time.
Where are we going next? We have time.
Up next, we're going to... See, he can fucking wait. Up next, we're going to the Hollywood sign.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, which today was completely covered in fucking snow.
No fucking way. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Now, you can't quite...
It's pretty Hollywood as fuck.
Get to the Hollywood sign directly.
Yeah, no.
Legally.
You can legally.
Yeah. Sorry, that reminded me of the Patrick whatever.
Lil.
Sorry, I'm broken.
Just had to do it.
What the fuck was that? Yeah. So again, technically you can't directly get to this sign, but this sits atop of Mount Lee, which is where technically Griffith Park. Technically. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's the name of the fucking mountain, Mount Lee.
Yeah.
Mount Lee.
Oh, shit.
Now, it builds its ghostly story and, like, spooky from a tragedy.
Well, on the bench.
It is tragedy.
The
no,
bench?
No. The no, bench. That... There's a bench one?
Yeah.
Go there's on. A bunch of shit.
There's a ton of shit, bro.
Well, the tragedy was there was an aspiring actress in 1932. Mm. Her name is Peg. She took her life. She jumped off.
The splat. Hollywood sign?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
And it said you can still catch her scent. Weird. So again, you're hiking.
Uh-huh.
There's been some occasions where people are saying they'll hike. No one passed them, so they know it has been. Like, let's say you put perfume or some shit.
Yeah.
Or you just randomly you're there and then you just get a scent of
right.
This, yeah.
This
so
perfume.
So for those of you listening, this trail. Ends at the Hollywood sign,
right.
And then you have to come back down the same trail. Mm-hmm. So if you're going up, you smell perfume, you're like, okay, that's weird because I saw nobody pass me by,
right.
And nobody's been in front of me for the longest.
And I smell like shit, so and it can't be me.
And this, yeah.
And it's rare. You'll be lucky or unlucky to see her silhouette reenacting her
death,
her demise.
Fuck,
so, which is crazy. Like
another
I guess
one.
If you take
what
jumping
are
off
you,
again,
what are you doing? See, this is why you couldn't become a fucking movie star. You couldn't even kill yourself correctly.
Damn.
You should start vlogging this. Dang, you know, vlog real, around the world.
Start roasting ghosts.
Just roast, yeah, roast ghosts, bro. You know?
Hey, go over to fucking somewhere in the Middle East. Because those fucking ghosts are...
You want me to go to the Middle East?
Yeah, because those fucking ghosts... Like, you'd be laid on a bed, they fucking flip that shit over.
Well, yeah, the motherfuckers been around since Jesus has been around. Those motherfuckers were haunting Jesus. That's like the holy... That's like the fucking holy... Like, the devil landed there, I'm pretty sure. I'd be mad as fuck, too.
And not only that, someone like you comes along and starts roasting them?
Yep.
Damn.
That's like, I gotta deal with this shit, too?
No, see, with me, they'd be like, all right.
Oh, okay.
With me, they'd be like, oh, finally an adversary. Finally something new.
You start hearing the fucking Pokemon theme battle.
Oh, I was thinking of City Ghost Tower. Was it pure?
Lavender.
Lavender Town. Lavender Town.
I thought that was the music you were going to go to.
I don't know these Pokemon location themes very well, bro. All I know is the battle one.
All I know is the...
You did pretty good, actually. He did pretty good. Do it.
That's what the fuck I just did. I did the exact same shit.
The fuck? Well, this one's kind of ass. The first time you did it was good. Chill, bro.
We did the exact same shit.
Nah, man. Watch. You're going to replay this shit later. You're going to be like, oh, look, it might sound stupid.
I'm going to leave them on.
Both of us are going to sound fucking stupid.
This whole episode is stupid.
Last but not least, we're now moving on to Malibu, which is known as the Solstice Canyon Trail.
Oh, hell yeah.
On this trail, there's a waterfall, some cool sites, rewarding sites, I guess, after the trail or during the trail. But most of, there's a bunch of estates in that hiking trail just burned down back in, it says 1982, around the 80s. And in this specific estate, there was an owner by the name of Fred Roberts. Now, he didn't die in the fire. He died a couple of years prior, but after his death, he still haunted his estate in that area. So when you go by this estate, again, like you said, there's nothing but stone and shit just left over. Mm-hmm. If you go by, sometimes you would hear just...
Get voices. Off my yard, you fucking spick. Holy shit.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck you too.
Pretty much, I mean, aside from the racist thing, but yeah, you'll hear just voices telling them leave or yeah. just some moany sounds.
Go back to your goddamn country. You're like, God, when did the fuck you die?
But aside from that, you'll, going back to like the scent, you'll also get the scent of like burning forest or burning, but there's no fire around. Mm-hmm. It's usually around this estate, that estate, where it's like you'll hear these voices and you get just a burst of scent of
where's this place at?
Burn. It's in Malibu and it's called Solstice Canyon.
It's pretty dope, bro.
Trail.
It's pretty dope.
I want to roast him. Him, I'd roast the fuck out of.
It's a pretty long drive to get to where the state or the mansion used to be.
You said drive.
Yeah.
All right, I'm down.
I mean, you can't drive anymore. But when that used to be there, like it's a good like a mile, maybe 2 miles away to get to the state. Hiking from where the original park, where we are supposed to park, and then walking over there. It looked pretty dope, though. They have, like, some photos of what it used to look like before.
I want to roast him. He's like,
Leave. Oh, you want to roast some animals?
What? Why would I roast animals? I want to roast him.
Since we're still in, like, my grip, well, the old LA Zoo.
Oh, yeah. The one where you guys... Didn't you guys take pictures in there?
Yeah.
Fucking monkeys.
That little bonus, I guess. Yeah. There's at night, I guess, yeah, it's you'll hear some animals and shit. Or they
dude, that's crazy that there's a fucking zoo there.
And you know, so you want to roast some animals.
But that's open to the public, right?
Yeah, it's open to the public.
Bro,
yeah.
Jackknife new music video.
Yeah, shit would be fucking dope.
Yeah, there is some pretty cool spots right there.
Remember the main one that's like, I guess, where they used to have like lions and shit?
Yeah.
Like the mountainous area, like the first one to the left. That one's pretty fucking sick.
How far is how far is it into the hike?
It's nowhere near. You park and you walk like it's not even a hike. You
wouldn't consider it a hike. Oh, perfect.
It's
all
right there. Yeah.
It's a lot then, so.
It's what?
It's a lot that you park in and it's just like right there. You can see it.
Yeah.
And then there's also a fucking haunted merry-go-round.
Yeah.
And then like fucking recent events, I guess someone freaking hung themselves by the merry-go-round recently.
Well, then we'll just take some white candles.
That's true.
We'll just buy some white candles, roast whatever's there.
Roast, bring it back to life so you can be like, boy.
You guys gave me no reason for me to want to go out.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You were just talking about 16, 17.
This is your new fucking business, roasting fucking ghosts, bro.
There you go.
Yeah, I could roast them from the comfort of my home.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. You gotta be there. You gotta be there.
But yeah, man, like, there are so many fucking we could do way many more episodes, like, but yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. It's been a while since all three of us have been together, but like, you know, as you've listened for like the past hour, it's just giggles the whole time we're around.
Yeah.
We're together. You know? everything from them trying to get me to fuck vampire chicks to me on my ghosties, just being taken up trails by ghosts. It's always a blast. It's always a blast. You guys can check out some of these pictures that we talked about, some of the locations on our Instagram, Weird History, Eerie Tales Pod. If you guys can, please rate and review us. You know, you guys know where to go. Just go to our page, and we have the link right there. And give a, you know, and shout out. You know, if you guys go to our Instagram, you are going to realize how much more shit we have on there and how much better it is, how much better it looks. And it's all no thanks to any of us. Hear that on the podcast. It's 100% the family, you know, family of the show, Achi's fiance. It's all thanks, you know. She's the one who's turned around our fucking Instagram. So, you know, if you guys see a post, if you guys, you know, like, you know, just give her a shout out. Just thank Sonia for making us not look as incompetent as we really are. But thank you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed the last few episodes we did. You know, we did a short little Valentine's creepypasta story. I still can't get over your goddamn story about the little kid in the bones.
That was a long time ago.
That was in October.
That's a sad ass story, bro.
It's still sad. It still fucks with me.
It's sad as fuck, dude. It still fucks with me. It hurts. It hurts.
Everything. And at the very end, how he just says, "I just want my son to die." Yeah. Like, what the fuck? How is that the best part of the story? How is that the like the most nicest part of the story? You wanted your kid to die.
Yeah.
Fuck you. fuck that story. And thank you guys. And as always, we are the Weird History Eerie Tales Pod.